This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.com's World Report for the week beginning the 29th of January. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Trump will deliver his first State of the Nation address to a joint session of Congress on Tuesday. Next week may also see the president being interviewed by Robert Mueller's team investigating the Russian hacking scandal. On Monday, the U.S. publishes new sanctions against Russia as a result of the scandal. On Wednesday, U.S. negotiators fly to Brussels to persuade allies to renegotiate the Iran nuclear deal. The Arab League meets on Thursday to discuss Trump's decision to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu will fly to Moscow on Monday to see President Putin, who is hosting a meeting to hammer out a new constitution for Syria. British Prime Minister Theresa May will be beating the trade drum in China on Wednesday through Friday. Brexit will be the only topic on the agenda when EU foreign ministers meet on Monday. Fishing quotas will be discussed at a meeting of EU fisheries and agricultural ministers. Self-exiled Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont is expected to return to Barcelona to resume the presidency. And in Romania, the parliament is expected to approve the premiership of its first woman prime minister. Costa Rica holds round one of its general elections on Sunday. The front-runner for the presidency is conservative evangelical Fabrizio Alvaro, who appears to have won support with his opposition to gay marriage. And finally, America celebrates a half-century of Super Bowls on Sunday. The Philadelphia Eagles clash with the New England Patriots, while Justin Timberlake croons at halftime. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for the expanded world analysis after this message. This is Tom Arms with the expanded world analysis from LookAhead.com for the week beginning the 29th of January. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's News Today so that you can plan to participate. Trump will deliver his first State of the Nation address to a joint session of Congress on Tuesday. The female members of Congress have said they will wear black to protest against the victims of sexual harassment. Next week may also see the president being interviewed by Robert Mueller's team investigating the Russian hacking scandal. On Monday, the U.S. publishes new sanctions against Russia as a result of the scandal. On Wednesday, American negotiators fly to Brussels to persuade allies to renegotiate the Iran nuclear deal. Rex Tillerson says they will be investigating flaws in the current deal and investigating ways to counter Iranian activities in other areas. The Arab League meets on Thursday to discuss Trump's decision to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. The 22 foreign ministers are expected to call for international recognition of the Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will fly to Moscow on Monday to meet with President Putin. He will be anxious to learn more about the Syrian National Dialogue Congress being held in Moscow from Monday to Wednesday. President Putin has invited 33 groups to hammer out a new Syrian post-war constitution. British Prime Minister Theresa May will be beating the trade drum in China on Wednesday through Friday. Prince William and Kate Middleton will be performing a similar task when they visit Sweden on Tuesday and Wednesday and Norway on Thursday and Friday. Brexit will be the only topic on the agenda when EU foreign ministers meet on Monday. A major issue is fishing quotas, which will be discussed at the regular monthly meeting in Brussels of EU fisheries and agricultural ministers. Self-exiled Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont is expected to return to Barcelona on Monday. He has to be in the Catalan parliament by Wednesday if he's to be named as president by the regional assembly. The Romanian parliament on Monday votes to approve Prime Minister-designate Viorica Dăncilă. Ms. Dăncilă would be Romania's first female head of government and the third prime minister in a year. French President Emmanuel Macron is in Senegal Thursday and Friday to launch a program to revitalize global education programs so that children in developing countries can finish their education. Costa Rica holds round one of its two-stage general elections on Sunday, in which it will elect both a president and legislative assembly. The front-runner for the presidency is conservative evangelical Fabrizio Alvaro, who appears to have won support with his opposition to gay marriage. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.